Let's turn our Bibles today to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. And I'm going to read from 3 to 13. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm sorry. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though not for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, whom ye have not seen, ye love, and whom thou now ye see him not, though now you see him not, yet believe, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, which of salvation the prophets have inquired, searching diligently who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it is revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you and with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which the angels desired to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, hope to the end for the grace that is brought, that to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God today, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, because that's the only way the word of God can be preached by any man effectively, is through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to preach today the testimony of angels. I want to preach today the testimony of angels. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord, we thank you for your great power and your spirit today. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be in your presence today. We pray in the mighty and matchless name, the Lord Jesus Christ, that the fulfillment of thy will be done through the preaching of the word today. That you would open up minds, hearts, and give us all understanding, Lord God, of your divine and Holy Spirit and your expectations of us in these days. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be before your presence today and to magnify your name and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I wanna preach about or talk about the testimony of angels. Hallelujah. Throughout the Bible, angels throughout the Bible have played critical roles in ministering between God and men. Critical roles. Roles that times and that was very important to God, that men identified with the spiritual realm. Angels throughout the Bible have played critical roles in ministry between God and men. I don't know if any of y'all ever experienced or seen angels before. I have not seen angels, but I have felt them. I have felt them at times when I was praying. I have felt the presence of angels. Amen. Angels are ministering spirits that God uses to minister to the needs of man. In the Old Testament, angels were used often. In the New Testament, angels are present. But because men are filled with the power of God's Spirit, God now speaks directly to the position of our soul. He talks to us. He ministers to us through his Spirit. And at times, we might have some type of heavenly presence of a spiritual manifestation. In Genesis chapter 3 and 24, the Lord placed a cherubim at the east of the garden to protect the tree of life after Adam had sinned. He placed an angel there, a cherubim, and it had a sword that was twirling around that protected the tree of life after Adam had sinned. In other words, man, the wage of sin was death. So therefore, since Adam had fell into sin, the Lord sent a cherubim to protect the tree of life because of the wage of sin. In Genesis chapter 19 and verse 1, two angels came to warn Lot that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be judged by God. The two cities were going to be judged by God. But because of the prayer of Abraham, Lot and his family were saved. The only one that didn't make it out was Lot's wife. And the only reason why she did not make it out is because she turned around. And so therefore, it's very important that we all remember Lot's wife. Two angels came to warn Lot that the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be judged. In Genesis chapter 28 and 12, Jacob dreams the vision of the angels ascending and descending as they experience, and it was the changing of the guard. And so he actually seen in a vision, in a dream, the changing of the guard and how angels were ascending and descending on a ladder, coming down to be a guardian over the position of men. Because angels were guards and they ministered to people where God sent them on the earth. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 28, God sent an angel to minister to the three Hebrew boys that were in the fire. He sent them a word of encouragement to let them know that God was with them. Amen. There are many references in the Bible, in God's word, about the duties and ministry of angels as messengers and protectors. Many instances, especially in the Old Testament. The Lord refers to angels in Matthew many times and in Luke. Angels are spiritual beings that surround us, that watch us, that see us. At times, I wonder what their opinion of men would be, especially their opinion considering the church. Amen. What would their opinion be? Oh my. What do they see? What do they see about us? We know God knows everything. But you can hide from men, but you can't hide from God. And you really can't hide from angels. What would their testimony be in relationship to the church and us today? Sometimes we don't think about it, think about the fact is that maybe nobody else is watching us beside God and possibly men. Angels see what we do. Angels see how we react. Angels understand us. in ways that maybe even sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. What about in our personal vanity? Let's look at that for a moment. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, we have a living Savior that provides eternal life. We don't have a dead prophet. We have a living Savior that has provided eternal life. And verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven for you. Eternal life is a heavenly hope. Not an earthly one, a heavenly hope. Not an earthly hope, heavenly. We do have hopes in God. But the Lord gave us an eternal, an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, but is reserved in heaven for you. An eternal life is a heavenly hope. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In other words, faith preserves by God. It's the promise is preserved by God through our faith. Faith, now listen to me. Faith must be acted upon. It must be acted upon in order for it to be faith. So it's preserved for us by God through our faith. And faith must be acted upon. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, through now for a season, if needed to be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, that trial that you have through faith is valuable, important. It's important to have trials. It's important to deal with tribulations. It proves you, and it proves what type of saint or individual you are before the throne of God. It's like gold. It's important to have trials. You can't be blessed all the time. You got to trust God for something and believe God for something. In fact, you got to learn to believe God in everything. And though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. every portion of a trial or a situation that God allows us to go through is important for our salvation. Faith is a continual test, being tested. How do we respond? How do we feel about being tested? Whom having seen, whom ye have not seen, which is the Lord, you love in whom, though now you see him not, though you see him not, ye believe, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation the prophets have ensured, inquired, and searched diligently, who prophesied by the grace that should come unto you. The promise of the reward of grace has been revealed. Through what? Through the word of mouth and through power. It's not just preached to you, but it's exemplified to you through the power of God. As the power of God moves in an individual's life, it's revealed in their life that the Lord is. It's not just preached. It's just not prophetically given. It's the power of God that makes the ultimate difference. Not just word of mouth. People sometimes assume that we as children of God are just talking. But what gives us a testimony? What gives us a testimony? What gives us a testimony is the action and the power of God that's exemplified in our lives. That's what provides us a testimony. Not just something that we hear, but something that is exercised, something that manifests itself through the Spirit and the Word of God into our lives. And it's searching what or what manner of time the Spirit, which was in them that did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ, the Holy Ghost revealed to us beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. The glory of Christ that followed his suffering. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. That is a physical manifestation of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. But by his stripes, we are healed. How he provides for us, how he does certain things in our lives that we in ourselves could never do. And preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. The Holy Ghost was sent down from heaven, and the gospel was preached unto us, which things the angels desire to look into. Wonder why the angels are so curious. Because grace was not provided for angels. Grace was only provided for men. There is no grace for angels. There is no blood redemption for angels. So, since there's no blood redemption for angels, I wonder what the testimony of angels is like concerning us. Since God has endowed us with the power of his blood and his spirit, he has provided for us full redemption regardless of our sins. He has washed them away by the power and the authority of his divine and holy name. He has provided healing for our minds, our bodies, and our souls. He has put food on our table and clothes on our back. He has done everything for us that could ever possibly be done. I wonder what the testimony of angels would be. If they had to testify before God about us, I wonder what that testimony would be. I think it's something that we need to consider. In verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, gird up your loins, the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end and hope to the end of for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." We need to exercise spiritual sobriety. Be sober, spiritually sober, spiritually sound. The Bible tells us in James that a double-minded man will never receive anything from God. Never. He doesn't know what to believe or how to believe it. I believe it's the same thing in the way we live for God. We can't live in two worlds. We can only live in one. We can't live in two worlds. We can only live in one. So he said, so spiritual sobriety is important. We need to we need our minds. We need to gird up our loins of our minds until the end. In other words, we need to know what we believe. We need to live what we believe until the end, until the Lord comes. Why? Because of the testimony of angels. They see everything that we do. They see our motives. They see times about us when we're not living the way we need to live. We're not doing the things that we need to be doing. Only the devil, which is an angel, a fallen angel, accuses us before God. But heavenly angels will not accuse you before the Lord. But they still see everything that we do. I want the Holy Ghost to bring great conviction upon us all today. Because that's what the Holy Ghost does. testimony of angels. Hallelujah. Testimony of angels. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6. I'm going to talk about vanity, personal vanity. The power of the hair. Sit over here. You see her hair? That hair is a symbol of her glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 6. For if a woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head. For as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Women are mothers. But when Adam brought forth Eve, she was brought forth through the rib of Adam. And so therefore, since she was brought forth from the rib of Adam, the woman came from the man and not the man from the woman. And so it goes on. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause, ought the woman to have power on her head because of who? The angels. Because of the angels. Hallelujah. Angels are watching what we do. Because of the angels. The testimony of angels. A woman should have the glory that God has provided her to show that she's in subjection to the authority that God has placed her in. It's God, the man, and then the woman. It's not vice versa. It's not God, the woman, and then the man. It's God, the woman, and then it's God, the man, and then the woman. Amen. It's not vice versa. Those are modern day outlooks. But that's not the way God intended it. And the woman wears that hair, which is her personal vanity and glory upon her head, to signify her area of submission and place where God had placed her. And the angels witness and testify. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. I want y'all to hear me closely. I'm covering a lot of areas today because this is what God put on my heart. Angels are watching everything that you do. Everything that you do, everything that you say, your motives, your ideas. You're being watched by the heavenly, not only by God, but also by the heavenly. 1 Thessalonians 5 and chapter 5 and verse 5. Ye are children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We are not. We are children of the day. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. Listen. We cannot be asleep. We must be sober. We must be vigilant in these last days. Vigilance is spiritually vigilant, in tune with God. If you're not a prayer warrior, You need to become one. You need to learn to pray. You must be vigilant. You must touch the throne of God. The throne of God will not touch you unless you reach for it. You must touch it. You must be sober. You must be a children of the day in order if you're going to enjoy salvation or be a part of the rapture. You must be sober. We can't party our lives away. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. We got to be spiritually sound. We can't be drunk on this world and drunk on the things that the world does. But let us who are of the day, be sober, put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. We got to look for the coming of the Lord. That's your hope of salvation. Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable within this world and the way the world is, you're in trouble. You're in spiritual trouble. Because things are not going to become better. Titus 2:1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober. Sober. Grave. Grave means serious. Serious. Temperate. Balance. Sound in faith. And in charity. In love. In patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming of holiness. Holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, and teachers, and they must be teachers of good things. Not worldly things, good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. To be discreet, chaste, that means pure. Keepers at the home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That the word of God be not blasphemed. Lord. Verse 6, young men, likewise, exhort to be sober. I want my boys to be sober-minded men. Mistakes will be made, but you can be sober in your thinking. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. I want to talk about angels and their testimony. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the assembly, to the general assembly, and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. Are we just men made perfect? The Bible says in a new company of angels beyond our ability to count. We come to the general assembly, the heavenly assembly, the church, the firstborn, which are written in heaven. To God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Are we just men made perfect? Do we seek to be just before God? Are we playing a game with God? Angels will testify for us or against us. Second Peter, chapter 2 and verse 9. the Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation. You believe that? The Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. He knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation, and yet he can reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of the uncleanness and despise government and presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity, of dignities. Presumptuous. Self-willed. A self-willed person is a person that will not submit, will do it always their own way. They're presumptuous. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Not afraid. We need to be careful what we say about anyone in authority. Whereas angels, again, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. Angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. They are greater than us. They have more power and might than we do. But yet, because we are children of God, they don't bring accusations against us. I want everybody that is saved, and everybody that desires to be saved, to understand one thing. Check your spirit. Look at your attitude towards the things that belong to God. If you're not serious, be serious. Because salvation is a very serious. God does not take it lightly. He loves you. He died on Calvary's cross that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You need to be sober. You need to be vigilant. You need to portray and do the right thing for the sake of those that watch you, because angels are watching you also. And angels have more power than you do. They have more might, but yet they do not bring accusations against us. And I'm thankful that they don't. We make mistakes. We do. But we need to be sober before God. We need to find that place before God, because salvation is a real thing. It's an important thing. It's the most important decision in your life. It's not whether you pay the rent. It's not whether you have a job. It's not food on your table. It's not clothes on your back. All these things in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord said he will provide. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. You don't have to worry about these things. God will provide these things. But if we're going to live for God, we need to sincerely live for God. Stop playing the game. Stop it. The Lord knows what he showed me. We got to be sincere. I'm done. I have given you the word that the Lord wants you to have for today. Angels are testifying, not verbally, but they see the things that we in the church do. If we sin, God, of course, is willing to forgive us. But we cannot take things for granted. We must act out on the things that belong to God. Because the angels already wonder, how come they can be saved and we can't? How come God can find grace for them, but there's no grace for us? How come? Because God has mercy upon us, but yet there's no mercy for them. We are the church of the living God. Heaven has been promised to us. Not only that, if you read the word of God, we will also judge angels. How can we be qualified to judge angels when we refuse to honestly judge ourselves? We must judge ourselves. We must be sober. We must be vigilant. The Lord is coming. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord, in the mighty and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand humbly before your throne. We pray in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus that you would have mercy upon us, that you would help us, that you would deliver us from our evil ways, that you, Lord God, would hold us, stop us, deliver us, undergird us, strengthen us, call us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God, we come before the throne of heaven today. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunities that you provided through the cross of Calvary. And we pray in the mighty and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the fulfillment in our lives will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. Oh God, because of the testimony of angels, We pray in the mighty and matchless name of our God. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Go forward. Do what you need to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Live right before God. Because angels can testify against you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.